Hello?
This is Barbara again.
Hey, Barbara.
I'm going to ask you a question. When you say cash out, cash, what do you mean? Do you mean you directly give me the check?
So,
written to me?
So, the legality of it is the check goes to the title company and they hold it. And won't you sign the deed to the property and it gets recorded, they give you the check. They're an escrow company, so you know it makes things fair. So
and I get to distribute.
Correct. You're the executor, so it would be made out. Let's see. Let me make sure. Hang on 1 second. So Barbara, and who is Aris Blount?
Oh, that's my brother.
Okay.
That's my brother. He doesn't have anything on the. It's just under the heirs.
Okay, let me see. Where's this?
He's one of the heirs, and Pamela is one of the heirs. I'm the executor to the estate of my mother.
Okay, let me just see. Let me just look, see what the county says. Building number 1812.
I'm in care of her property.
Mm-hmm.
Through the mortgage and the house.
Okay.
And I've been sole payer of the mortgage. They haven't paid anything, nor the taxes. They've done nothing. But I do not exclude them from anything.
Yeah, because they might. Do you know if they're on the house? Let's see.
Excuse me?
Because it says the current owners are you, Blount, Aris Blount, Pamela Blount, and
Simone, and Elijah. That's my sister. Well, my sister passed away, so a share goes to them.
Pamela?
Mm-mm. Crystal.
Okay. And so Pamela and Aris and Mithil, are they all still alive?
Yeah, they still alive, but they have nothing to do with the house.
Right.
I have been taking care of this ever since my mother passed. They have nothing. They put no pennies. They put no nothing. They tried not to help me fix it or anything. They didn't even pay taxes. And I didn't know how to go about that. And they said they don't want nothing to do with it, but I still don't want to disclude them, you know?
Right.
Yes, so everything went in care of just me through the mortgage. Because the mortgage company has my executorship.
Mm-hmm. So the county reads it as, you know, them being owner as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because I made it like that.
Okay.
When I did the probate, I did not want to exclude my brother and my sister. I didn't want to do that.
Sure. Makes sense. So they would
I took over both properties. I paid for the other property that my mom's had, and then I sold it and gave them a share. And I came and moved on this property and to finish taking care of this property because I couldn't do both at the same time with no help. And I'm 64 years old. If you could see my dilemma.
Yeah.
I'm still going through it all by myself, even in my disability.
Right.
I just want to know, will it be payable to me so that I can do the distribution myself?
Yeah, it can definitely be payable to you. The only thing that I see that you would need to clear is they would have to sign the paperwork.
Oh, they'll sign.
Okay.
They are ready to sign the paper. They'll sign the paper, and then the check comes directly to me.
Yeah, so
that's what I want.
Okay, yeah, we can schedule the settlement agency to to do that, and we'll have it in the paperwork that the funds are to go straight to you as well.
Okay.
So that way,
I can do the distribution myself.
Correct.
Because I'm gonna honestly tell you, I have to get my worth. I put so much in here that messed me up, and I can't keep up with the property. You're right. I'm all alone. No help. You're right. That's why I did not dispute you. But we can do a negotiation, and I'm having a hard time.
Right.
And when you don't have family that say they own something and not to help you, that's not fair.
Completely agree. I agree with
you. If you can do it like that, I'm grateful.
Okay. Well, we can do it like that. You know, the only question is, like that, that's not an issue. We've done several deals like that before. Do they live in Richmond?
They live in Richmond, but I'm honestly tell you the honest truth, they didn't even give me their addresses.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious.
So you don't even
even know where they live at.
Okay.
One of them I know where they live, and that's in North Carolina.
Do you have their contact information?
Well, I got their phone numbers, but that's it.
Okay. So, I mean,
no addresses, no nothing.
As far as they're concerned, I mean,
it's like they alienated everything.
Right.
And this has happened how many, 10 years now?
Right.
And it's not fair to me.
Right.
And I got sick, and I've been sick ever since. I'm disabled.
Right. And where are you going in about 90 days?
I don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Where do you want to go?
As long as I got something over my head where I can be okay until I can find a stable place, I will be happy. Some of the money can help me.
Right. I understand. Well,
make it payable to executive of the estate.
Okay. Yeah, that's not an issue. I mean, they'll have to sign the agreement, but
they'll sign the agreement.
Do you want me to reach out to them and tell them, or would you prefer to reach out to them?
And tell them what?
I would let them know and say, Barbara and I have discussed the property on 1812 Lakeview Avenue. She is going to be selling it. You know, she's provided me with your contact information to sign this paperwork. I mean, that's the base of it.
And nothing else, right?
Nothing else.
And nothing else. Let me do the rest.
You handle it however you want to. I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah,
you know,
you can also, if you want, you can always let them know she's the executor of the estate, so funds will be distributed to her.
I will notate that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what is good phone numbers for them?
And this is 90 days.
90 days, yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you their numbers. One of them is in prison. My brother's in prison, so My sister is his proxy.
Does she have power of attorney over him?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's Aris Blount. He's in prison?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Pamela is my sister.
So what I'll discuss is, you know, me and Barbara discussed the sale of Lakeview Avenue. She is the executor of the estate. She'll be selling the property. We're going to be buying it in 90 days is when we will close. I've sent you over the paperwork for you to sign, and they'll sign it. And if they ask about the funds being distributed, I'll say, you know, as Barbara is the executor of the estate, she will disperse funds at the end of, you know, what, during the closing period.
Mm-hmm. And you said I don't know if they'll answer their phones or nothing. I just don't know.
That's fine. I'll get in contact with them. I got in contact with you, and you're not easy to get in contact with.
Mhm. Her phone number is 804.
Mhm.
892.
Yep.
249. That's Pam.
892-6249. And then Simone. And that's Simone Mithel, right?
Yeah. You don't know what I've been going through, checking. I really want to cry. I spent so much money, over $20,000-$30,000 in this place by myself. It might not look like it now because, you know, I've tried. Simone is 804-292.
Mm-hmm. 8617. Okay. And Ms. Barbara, I understand, you know, where you're coming from. I'm fortunate, but unfortunately, I have to, you know, I talk with people like you on a daily basis, and
mm-hmm.
everybody's situation is a bit different. And at the end of the day, I like to think that I'm helping someone. So, and you know, that's that's what I like to think.
Yeah, because if I can't do it in 30 days, if I have to go in a hotel until I can find something, that would be just, I wouldn't care.
Let me ask you this.
I just don't want to be bombarded down with all this by myself anymore. I'm 64. Well, by the time I turn 65, I don't want to be bombarded with this no more. It's killing me. Keeping up the mortgage, keeping up the taxes, all by myself.
How much are you paying for the mortgage?
Well, now they got it to, because it's so low down. It used to be 5-something, and now it went down to 360 because it's at the end of the
maturity date.
Yeah, so now I still don't want to continue to keep doing all of this and then trying to keep up the bills, trying to keep up the food for myself, and I'm tired.
Right. Well,
no help. Every time I try to reach out to them for help, don't talk to me about that place. I don't want nothing to do with it. This is what they tell me.
Right.
So I'm just tired.
Well, Barbara, what I'll do is I will talk to them in a professional manner, and I will get this done, and I will get you some alleviation on the pain, and that way you know the money's going to come, you're comfortable, and you can start, you know, doing your due diligence to, you know.
Yeah, packing up, because you did say you'll help me. I'm going to be throwing away a lot of stuff, and I'm going to pack light.
Well, I'll just say, you know, leave what you want to, you know, leave whatever you want to leave there, because I don't mind getting rid of it.
Yeah, but see, that's still going to come out of the money.
No. It's not going to come out of the money. I'm saying whatever you don't want, you can leave there. I will get a dumpster and clean it out.
Okay. Because I can't afford like those people did me before. And then they took a whole chunk out for that moving thing. And that's like, wow, wait a minute. You told me that this was on you. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Then they took the closing costs. Then, yeah, they told me that was on them. And then they reversed everything just to get that property over there, because they knew it was valuable.
Right.
And that was not fair to me. Cry about a spill. Imagine me distributing $79,000 to one. I didn't even get my worth, $16,000. That was nothing.
Yeah.
Then I took that and had to come over here and put it in this place to try to do what I could do over here. And it still needed more.
Yeah, I can.
So I virtually was duped out of my own portion of that inheritance. And I'm still crying when I sit in this place and think about that, because I'm still in another bind, paying the mortgage by myself, paid this all the way up from 2016.
Yep.
Do you get what I'm saying? Well, yep. 2015, I think.
I do.
All by myself again. Then the taxes. All by myself again, and they didn't help me. So I don't know.
Well, Miss Barbara, I'm going to do everything in my power to help you, and I just appreciate you giving me the trust and having faith in myself. So okay. I've done difficult deals, and this is not something that I can't handle. So if you're just a little patient with me, I will get in contact with them. I will get them to make the appropriate signatures where they need to sign, and then I will meet with you. I could meet with you face to face if necessary, but if not, email is fine as well. But I think the best thing to do from this scenario is, you know, let me talk with them first.
Ask you about how much my sister's gonna be nosy. How much you want it for?
Well, they're gonna see how much, because they're gonna sign the agreement that says for. But you know.
Elijah's is 804-200-3611.
3611. So it's Simone, Pamela, and Elijah.
Iris. Well, Pamela and Iris is all one, and Simone and Eli's brother and sister.
Okay.
See, that's right. my deceased sister's children. They were put in the place of my sister. See,
yep.
Because it's a four-way split.
Yeah.
A four-way inheritance. So they split a portion of their inheritance between, you know. But the full split comes from me, my brother, and sister. But my deceased sister's portion, that's split between Simone and her brother.
Yep. I understand. So this is what I'm going to call them, and I promise you, I will call you back and let you know what is, you know, I work fast, and, you know, if they're willing and able to do, you know, work with me fast, then that's what we're going to do. And like I said, I'll give you a call back today. I'll give you a call. As soon as I get in touch with them, I'll give you a call back. But regardless, I will still call you back today.
Okay. You going to send me paperwork too?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not worried about you. I'm more concerned with them. So I just want to get that out of the way and handle them. And then, you know, that's pretty much what I'm worried about. Let me just handle them. And then, you know, you and I, we've talked on the phone for quite a bit, you know, today, and I think I'm comfortable with this, and, you know, I'm comfortable. I don't have any problems, you know, handling this for you and, you know, trying to do the right thing here. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with it.
All right.
You do that for me, okay?
All right.
I don't want to sit here and cry, but you do that for me.
I will. And I'll give you a call back, I promise you. Just give me...
All right.
How about this? If you don't hear from me by 4, or let's just say 3:30, you can give me a call back, but I'll call you back.
Okay, Zach.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it, Barbara. And I'm going to give him a call right
now. Hey, Zach, thank you.
Absolutely. I'm going to give him a call right now, all right?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.